Hey guys, welcome to Snooping Around with me, Madhu. I'm here with another episode of Epic Stories. Today, I'm going to share few inspiring stories of my favorite Lord Krishna and his journey throughout his life. It was a time when Lord Krishna was king of Dwaraka and his childhood friend Sudama was a very poor man. He did not have anything at all. And once Sudama's wife told him, "See, Krishna is your very close friend, dear friend. Why don't you go and ask him for some help?" Sudama was a little shy. "How can I ask friend for something? I don't feel like doing it." But when there was no other go, he decided to meet Krishna. There is a custom in India that when you go to meet somebody, you don't go in empty-handed. So what could he take? He was so poor. He had nothing. His clothes were torn. And then at home, he had few Rice Krispies. So he packed them in a piece of cloth and took them to Krishna. He entered the palace. It was gorgeous, beautifully decorated. Krishna was sitting on his throne, and there were so many servants. Gods refused Sudama to enter the palace and meet Krishna. The moment Krishna saw Sudama, he rushed down and washed his feet and offered him his own seat. He put him on the throne. Krishna asked Sudama, "What have you brought for me?" Krishna is always playful. He is fun all the time. So he said, "What have you brought?" He knew that he was so shy that he was trying to hide his Rice Krispies. "How can I offer these Rice Krispies?" asked Sudama. But then Krishna grabbed and started stuffing it in his mouth. They started recollecting their old childhood memories and joyful moments they spent together. The joy of meeting his old friend was so much that Sudama forgot why he had come to meet his friend, and Krishna forgot to give him anything. Sudama thanked Krishna and left the palace. And it is said, when Sudama went back to his home, he found his whole house was transformed and he had all the riches in his house. His wife was very happy. She added that somebody had come with lots of gift without asking and without giving. In this cruel world of competition, relationship always take a back seat. But in this story of Lord Krishna, it shows how he valued his friendship with lots of love and genuine affection, teaches us some major friendship goals. Lord Krishna, being a genuine friend, understood Sudama's plight even without Sudama uttering a single word. That is the real meaning of friendship. It shows the value for our friend irrespective of their status or outlook. During Kurukshetra war, Lord Krishna could have won the battle of Kurukshetra all by himself. But he chooses to guide Arjuna and draw his chariot for him. He says a job is a job. There is no small or big job. You must love your job and give your best while at your job. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. Your job fills a large part of your life. And the only way to be truly satisfied is to respect all kind of the jobs and accept them. We play out all these mini worlds in our mind and think of worst case scenarios like, what if I speak up and say the truth in the office meeting? Will it go against me in my appraisal? What if I try to tell my child what to do? He or she may just rebel and do something even worse. What if I suggest an advice which my friend doesn't agree with? Does it ruin our friendship? In the battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna was also in the same dilemma and haunted by several thoughts of killing his own brother, ancestor and guru. He wondered what good was victory if half of his people would be dead at the end of the war. He refused to fight. And that's when Lord Krishna, his friend and philosopher, intervened and gave him a wisdom that steered him to action. Lord Krishna's teachings to Arjuna highlighted that all the wars first exist in the mind. This winning in the mind is the first step to winning on the battlefield of our life. He added, "I am the sole creator of this universe. If I wish, I can kill the enemies in the moment with Sudarshana Chakra. But I want to teach the importance of karma, that is performing one's own duty to coming generation." This is one of the best learning from the teaching of Lord Krishna. You must perform your duty without anticipating the outcome or end result. But it doesn't mean having hope or being optimistic is wrong. But without action, your path will be dreadful. The trick is not to concentrate too much on the final result and just enjoy the journey of reaching there. Arjuna could not maintain his emotional intelligence. By teaching him to concentrate on the present, Krishna enlightened him. Lord Krishna is the greatest management guru of all the times, who managed very well in all circumstances to achieve the desired goal. One who followed Dharma in all stages of life, as best brother for his sister Draupadi in all the times of her needful, one good friend and philosopher for Arjuna, this teacher for Abhimanyu, one of the best king and son of Devaki, Vasudeva and Yashoda and Nandan.
Thanks for joining us this week on Snooping Around. To catch latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and on your favorite podcast platform. Remember that you can join our email list at snoopingaroundpodcast@gmail.com for more tips and tricks on how to make our podcast great. Thanks again. See you next time.